Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. My name is Allison Klein. I'm delighted to be joined today by Kevin Schatzkamer, VP of Service Provider Solutions and Strategy at Dell EMC. Welcome, Kevin.
Thank you, Allison. It's good to be here.
So, Kevin, why don't we just get started and talk about Dell EMC's role in terms of delivery of infrastructure for comms networks?
Sure, absolutely. If we look at Dell EMC and we think about the transition that we're seeing in comms networks towards an increasing amount of virtualization and a shift in the direction of technologies like software-defined networks and network function virtualization, what we see is that the foundational building blocks of that infrastructure are really x86, right? At its core, it's servers, storage, networking technology, and Dell EMC at its core is a server storage and networking company. And as a result of that, we feel that we have a very big role to play in the promise of what will become this next generation network or this network transformation.
Obviously, there's an incredible amount of investment going into new infrastructure in this space. And with the introduction of new solutions featuring the Intel Scalable family of processors, it delivers a new capability in terms of performance. Tell me a little bit about the history of collaboration between Dell EMC and Intel in this space in terms of optimizing solutions for communication service providers.
So Dell EMC and Intel obviously have a very close working relationship for an extremely long time. And as we continue to work with our customers in the communication service provider industry on use cases such as NFV, data center transformation, leading into edge computing, central office re-architectures, as well as 5G, what's become clear is that increased performance is incredibly important to our customers. And we're at a technology inflection point that customers have been waiting for a very long time, because this natural progression from today's technology to this next generation set of Intel Xeon Scalable processor platforms in what we call 14G will provide an increased core count. It will couple with an increased amount of memory. And as such, we think that we'll be much better suited to take advantage of the Intel processors for a number of the workloads that our customers are demanding move towards x86 as well as virtualized platforms.
Tell me a little bit about the depth of collaboration to transform a solutions category to a next generation of capability.
Sure. I think that there's multiple different dimensions that go into that transformation. And if we think about how we start to move these workloads and how we start to transform the infrastructure, the foundational question for the last several years has been, does this actually work? Can we make this transition, and can we move from dedicated appliances? Can we move from closed ecosystems towards more open platforms and open ecosystems? And when we're really answering that first question of does it work, things like scalability, security, throughput really aren't questions that are on the table. We're really just validating technology. But in the last 18 months and probably the next several years going forward, we're moving out of the conversation of does this work to how does this scale? And when we start to answer that question, it becomes a much more important question, not just to think about does this even work, but really start to think about how we re-architect everything from the CPU to the chipset for higher levels of performance. We need to think about how we take those chipsets and how we expose the accelerators that are integrated into them for things like advanced and faster access to storage, advanced and faster access to bit processing, how we start to think about much higher VM density, all of which are pertinent to deploying this at scale within the service provider environment in these high-performance networks. And when we really start to drive that, and we start to incorporate all of these unique features for compute, network, and storage workloads, and we really start to see the performance improvements that comes from these next-generation processors, anywhere up to almost a 4 times higher scalability for virtual workloads, the net result of that is that the question of how does this scale becomes one that we can answer and one that we can meet the performance objectives of what our service providers are driving.
When you talk to customers about the opportunity for the new capabilities, what network use cases are most attractive for the new platforms?
There's really 4 platforms that we see really driving the industry forward right now, and those are next generation access. So redefining what was traditionally an MPLS VPN network in the enterprise side to be driven a lot more around software programmable technologies like SD-WAN, and the virtualization of the CPE itself, the customer premise equipment itself, to be based on x86. We see a driver for the evolution of the network edge and transforming central offices and multi-access edge computing, which will eventually become a platform for hosting IoT applications in close proximity and lower latency to the user. We obviously continue to see the trends around software-defined data center and transforming from an appliance-based implementation towards more SDN and NFV within the telco cloud environment. And then lastly, and it's really horizontal across all of these, is really building out for fifth-generation networks, which will take advantage of all of those paradigms. It will take advantage of the next-gen access. It will take advantage of the telco cloud. It will take advantage of transformations at the network edge. And it will bring an entire new level of automation into the infrastructure that we can then take advantage of the raw performance and virtualization features that are built into these new sets of technologies from Intel and really use it to drive new efficiencies at scale.
What has the customer response been as you've talked to them about your new platforms coming to market?
I think that there's a tremendous amount of excitement, without a doubt, as they start to look at use cases, things like FlexRAN, 5G, cloud radio access networks, as they continue to try to understand how to deploy these technologies at scale as they become more mature. I think that the industry has really been waiting for this next level of innovation to hit the market so that we can start to see the transitions really happening and accelerating. We've been talking about a lot of these transitions. We've been prototyping these transitions. We've been proof of concepting these transitions. We've been field trialing these transitions. And now's the opportunity with these next-gen platforms to really operationalize around them at scale.
How does this platform introduction help get comm service providers and enterprise ready to take advantage of 5G capabilities?
If we think about what 5G is, it's really an expansion in a number of different dimensions. It's an expansion in terms of an explosion of the number of devices, in terms of an explosion, the amount of data that will be transported across these networks. And it's really an expansion of optimizations and efficiencies to really drive OpEx out of the delivery of cellular services, especially as IoT requires fundamentally different economics in order to be successful. So if we think about the trends and the use cases that we expect to see on 5G, obviously some of them will carry forward from 4G, things like video distribution, being able to drive higher definition video to devices that are getting ever larger screens. So there's the need to support very, very high dense video traffic on these networks at speed as users are moving around in vehicles. The second is almost the exact opposite side of the spectrum, which is with IoT devices communicating very, very small amounts of data periodically, but massive number of connections that hit the network. So when we start to think about how do we build a network and how do we build out the infrastructure for 5G that supports such a disparate set of use cases that are almost polar opposite from each other, it requires that that underlying infrastructure is built around efficiency at scale, and it requires that we take into account how we hit the mark from a performance perspective, how we hit the mark from a virtualization perspective, how we hit the mark from a security perspective, but also how we put it inside of the envelope of the right economics from both a CapEx and OpEx perspective that allows 5G to be successful in market.
One final question for you today. Where can folks find out more about the Dell EMC solutions and where they can engage with you around POCs, trials, and deployments?
For further information, you can always go to Dell EMC's website, www.dellemc.com.
Thank you so much for being on the program today. It's been a delight.
Thank you.